Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry that focuses on God's unconditional love and grace.
You have that raising from the dead power, the greatest display of God's power that has ever existed in the history of the world. That same power is in you.
That is the gospel in one sentence right there. You've already got it.
And now, here's Andrew.
Welcome to our Wednesday's broadcast of the Gospel Truth. Today I'm continuing to teach on You've Already Got It. I tell you, this is a powerful, powerful teaching. We have a lot of fun with this when people call in to request these materials, because they'll call in and they'll say, I want that teaching that Andrew's talking about. And the prayer minister will say, You've already got it. They'll say, I do. And they'll say, no, but we'll send it to you. And they'll say, but you said I already have it. That's the title of this book and of this teaching. And basically what I'm doing is just sharing that everything that you need from God is not somehow or another in heaven, and you have to beg or plead or ask for God to release it unto you. No, it's already in you. When you get born again, if you have made Jesus the Lord of your life, Jesus came in and you are a completely brand new person on the inside. And everything that Jesus is and has is already in you. It's already done. It's not a matter of getting something from God. It's a matter of believing, understanding, believing what God says you have, and then learning how to release it. Take your authority and commanding the blessing that God has already placed on you to come to pass. Man, that is powerful. And I spent 2.5 weeks making that point. Then I started teaching in the middle of last week about the reason people struggle with this is because they think that all there is to reality is just this physical world. But the Bible teaches that there's also a spiritual world. John 4:24 says, God is a spirit, and those who worship Him must worship Him in spirit and in truth. God is a spirit. There is a spiritual world out there and in you. There is more to you than just your physical body and your mental and emotional part of you. There is a spiritual being that you can't feel, you can't see it, you can't touch it. You have to take what the Word of God says and believe it and begin to start acting on who you are in Christ, your true identity in Christ, and not what you feel, not what you see, not what you hear. So I've been talking about this and I've used some examples. The last couple of days I've been using Daniel as an example of this, that he prayed a prayer in the 9th chapter of Daniel, and in 3 minutes' time, while he was still praying, the angel Gabriel showed up and answered his prayer. But that same man, in the 10th chapter, he prayed a prayer, and it took 3 weeks this time before the messenger showed up. And people will just automatically, when they see these differences, when they see that sometimes, man, it only took 3 minutes to get a miraculous answer from God, the next time it takes 3 weeks, they will just say, why did God answer one prayer in 3 minutes and the other prayer in 3 weeks? And the answer to that is, God didn't answer one prayer in 3 minutes and the other prayer in 3 weeks. In Daniel chapter 9 and in verse 23, it says, at the beginning of thy supplications, the commandment came forth. So God answered Daniel's prayer in the 9th chapter instantly. It just took 3 minutes for what God had done to come into physical manifestation that Daniel could perceive it. In the 10th chapter, the messenger told him, says, Daniel, from the first day that you did set your heart to understand and to chasten thyself before thy God, thy words were heard, and I'm come from thy words. So God was the same in both instances. God is always faithful. God never, ever, ever fails to answer a prayer that is based on the truth of what He has provided for us. He never is inconsistent. God never heals one and doesn't heal another. But there are some people that receive the healing and others that don't. The variable is always us or the devil or people. There's a lot of things. I'm going to be explaining more about that. But it's never God. God answered both of these prayers instantly, but one took 3 minutes to manifest. The other one took 3 weeks. Why was it that it took 3 weeks in the 10th chapter? The messenger goes on to say, but the prince of the kingdom of Persia withstood me 1 and 20 days. This is talking about a demonic power. There was a demonic opposition. So How did Satan do this? Well, the scripture doesn't fully explain this, but let me just point out some things that people, these are wrong conceptions. You know, faith is based on knowledge. That's basically what 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 3 and 4 is saying, that everything that pertains unto life and godliness comes through the knowledge of Him that has called us to glory and virtue. And then that verse 4 says that knowledge has given us the Word of God. So faith is certainly one of those things that pertains unto life and godliness, and it is based on knowledge. That's the reason the Bible says in Romans 10, 17, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. If you have a faith problem, you've got a knowledge problem. And here's some wrong knowledge, some wrong information that we've been fed that I believe hinders us. And that is that most people actually put more faith in the devil and his faithfulness than they do in God. Now, I know at first people say, oh, not so. And yet, I deal with a lot of people, and I know that that's true. There's a lot of people that believe they could do everything right. They can do, and I've had people come to me and say, I've done this and this and this and this and this, and I've done all of these things, and God hasn't come through. They don't believe that God is faithful, but they believe if they make the slightest mistake, if they do anything wrong, Satan is going to take that, and they have 100% faith that Satan will fight against them if they give him an opportunity at all. So another way of saying that is they believe in Satan's faithfulness more than they believe in God's faithfulness. That's wrong. God is 100% faithful. Regardless of what it looks like, there is an explanation. We may not get it in this life, but when we stand before the Lord, I guarantee you we're going to see that God is faithful. No promise of God has ever been broken. God is 100% faithful. But the devil, he misses it often. And I believe that we give the devil way too much credit, especially Christians. They really are fearful of the devil. They believe that Satan is this ominous, overpowering force, when the truth is Satan is a defeated foe, and Satan misses it often. I think sometimes people get prayers answered just because the devil didn't think you were a threat. He was over somewhere else fighting these battles. You know, let me present this to you. And again, this is just, the scripture doesn't fully explain all of these things. I'm taking a few liberties here, but I think you can see what I'm talking about. In the 9th chapter, when Daniel got his manifestation to his answer to prayer in 3 minutes, it's very possible that the devil was just out licking his wounds someplace. He was over in a corner sulking. This is the devil's personality. When you see those kind of things in people, it's because the devil, he's reproducing himself. The devil is a messed up person. He is an ogre. He is depressed. He's discouraged. Anything that you see in people, these things originated with the devil. And it's very possible that the devil was just out sucking his thumb someplace, licking his wounds, and he didn't realize what was at stake when Daniel prayed his prayer in the 9th chapter. And so it got past the devil, past his demons, with zero opposition, and it only took 3 minutes to manifest. But after Daniel experienced such an awesome answer to prayer, and I'm not going to teach on this, but in the last part of the 9th chapter, this gave the exact time that the Messiah would appear on the earth. It put it down to the exact time when Jesus would appear. This was a major prophecy. It was a major thing in the appearing of Jesus coming on this earth. And after the devil saw what happened in the ninth chapter in response to Daniel's prayer, I believe that he assigned some demonic powers to him in the 10th chapter to hinder and to slow down this answer to prayer. He can't just stop God, but he can slow down the things that God is wanting to do through his resistance. And if Daniel had gotten weary and have thought, well, what's the use? It's nearly 3 weeks and I haven't seen an answer yet. And if he would have quit and turned off his faith, it would have stopped what God wanted to do. So Satan was the obstacle. He was the difference in the 10th chapter. And I believe it was because he just let the prayer in the 9th chapter go. He was busy doing something else. Or here's another way to look at it. You know, from what we understand in Scripture, I have read the Scripture cover to cover many, many times, and I cannot understand any, there is no indication in Scripture that demons procreate, that they have baby demons. The point that I'm making is the number of demons looks to be a static number. So, either back in Adam and Eve's time, there was a multitude of demons for the two people that were on the planet, or if demons don't reproduce, there's a shortage of demons now. We now have 7 billion plus people on the planet, and it's very possible that there is not a demon to go around to every person. You'll hear people often say, the devil told me this, the devil said this. They act like Satan is omnipresent. He's not. He's not like God. Satan can only be in one place at one time, and his demons can only be in one place at one time. And it is possible that there's a shortage of demons and that sometimes prayers get answered with zero resistance just because he doesn't have the personnel. He doesn't have the demons to be able to handle it. I don't know that to be true, but you can't disprove it. I can't prove it. But I can say this, that Satan is not consistent. He's not stupid, but any person who will fight against God's not real smart. And Satan just makes mistakes. He does things wrong. His demons don't always do everything right. Sometimes our prayers get answered with zero resistance just because of whatever reason Satan wasn't able to marshal any resistance against it. But then there's other times that Satan does assign a demonic messenger like this prince of Persia to hinder Daniel's prayers. And I believe, in a sense, the more you are seeing the manifestation of the power of God, the stronger you are in your faith, you could actually have more demons assigned to hinder you than people who aren't doing anything, because Satan, he's not threatened by people who aren't believers and aren't doing things. In a way, this is a backhanded compliment. When you pray and you know that you're praying for something that God wills to come to pass, you know that you're praying in faith and yet you don't see it come to pass, it could be a compliment that the devil sees you as such a threat that he has just put some demonic opposition in your path. Now, again, I'm not saying that we should tolerate that, and I don't know if I'll get to it today. I'm going to explain this about how you can deal with that. But in a way, it's not always something you've done wrong that hinders the manifestation of your answer to prayer. It could be because you're doing things right. In this situation, there was nothing that Daniel was doing wrong. This was just a demonic opposition against Daniel, and Daniel had to just pray through this thing. And let me point out some other things, too, that Daniel was an Old Testament man. And there is no scripture that shows that Old Testament people had authority over the devil. They didn't have the same rights and authority. They weren't born again. Jesus didn't give them power over demons to cast them out. So even if Daniel had known what was going on while he was praying and fasting for these 21 days, and if he had known that there was a prince of Persia that was withstanding his answer to prayer, he couldn't have done anything about it. He didn't have the authority to do it. But we're different. Today in the New Covenant, if we know that the devil is hindering our prayer, we can stop that. We have authority that Daniel didn't have. You know, here's what Daniel could have done had he been a New Testament believer. If he had understood the things that we now have access to, Daniel could have prayed in the 10th chapter. And after he went 3 minutes and he said, well, you know, and last time I got my prayer manifest in 3 minutes. Father, I know that you're faithful. I know that you are never the variable. It says in Malachi that I am the Lord. I change not. God wasn't the problem. So he could have said, Father, I know that you are faithful and that you've answered my prayer. Just like this messenger Gabriel told me that you answered my prayer at the beginning of my supplication. It took 3 minutes for it to manifest, but you answered instantly. Since you're the same yesterday, today, and forever, I know that you have already answered my prayer. But I haven't seen it yet. I haven't gotten any revelation yet. And so it must be the devil. that is hindering. And if he would have started praying and saying, God, what is hindering this prayer? And if God had shown him that it was the Prince of Persia that was hindering his prayer, and if he was a New Testament believer with authority over the devil, then he could have rebuked that demon and he could have stopped the opposition and he could have got his prayer through in, say, 1 day or 2 days or 3 days instead of 21 days. But Daniel was an Old Testament saint. He didn't have that authority. All he could do was just stand and believe and not turn off his faith, not quit believing. And this is great credit to Daniel that even if God had shown Daniel what the problem was, he couldn't have done anything about it because he didn't have the authority. So all Daniel could do was just hold on and say, Father, I know you're answering my prayer, even though it's been 21 days and I hadn't seen it. I know you're faithful. And he just kept his faith switched on. And in a sense, what he did was just outlast the devil. Did you know the devil is not limitless? The devil can't just fight you forever. Over in 1 John chapter 2, it says, all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life is not of God, but it's of this world. It put everything that we are fighting against into these three categories, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. It just so happens that Jesus was tempted with three temptations, Luke chapter 4 and in Matthew chapter 4. And I believe that Satan doesn't have a limitless bag of tricks. It says that when Satan came to tempt Jesus, it says when he had ended all of the temptation. And if you study that out in the Greek language that the New Testament was translated from, it basically is saying that he threw everything he had at Jesus. Three temptations, Jesus withstood them, and he left for a season. Satan doesn't have a limitless bag of tricks. He really just has these few minor things, and he just puts it in a different package, a different wrapper, a different bow on it. But it says in 1 Corinthians 10:13, that there is no temptation taken you, but such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that you are able, but will with the temptation make a way to escape that you may be able to bear it. That is saying that Satan doesn't have a limitless supply of temptation and things that he can fight you with. He just has a certain things. And so he will come and try and hinder your manifestation of what God has done and what God is wanting to do in your life. And if you just stand and don't quit believing after a certain period of time, he's thrown everything he's got at you and you win by default. It's like if he can't knock you out, then you're the automatic winner. And in a sense, this is what Daniel did. Daniel didn't have authority to rebuke the devil, so he just stood and stood and stood. And after 21 days, the devil just ran out of things to do, and Daniel received the physical manifestation to his answer to prayer. And you know what? That was okay for Daniel because he was an Old Testament saint. But we have more benefits under the New Covenant than Daniel did. Today, when we are praying, and if we don't see the manifestation of what we are doing, since we aren't waiting on God to respond to us, God has already provided everything and you've already got it. What you are doing is taking your authority and just making what Jesus has already produced come into manifestation. Then you can do things that Daniel couldn't do. You can pray and say, Father, I know your word says, 1 John chapter 5, verse 14, that this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, we know that he hears us. And if we know that he hears us, then whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we desired of him. If you ask, you receive. If you seek, you find. If you knock, it shall be opened unto you. Everyone that asks receives. Everyone that seeks finds. Everyone that knocks, it shall be open. So you could pray like that and say, Father, I know that you have answered my prayer, but I haven't seen it yet. I still got the pain. I still don't have the money. I still, you know, whatever the situation is. And so, Father, you aren't my problem. Is there something I'm doing that's wrong? That's always an option. And if you don't have anything that you are doing that is empowering the devil, then is it just a demonic attack? It could be because you are so powerful. And because you are seeing things happen, that Satan has just marshaled an attack against you the way that he did Daniel. And if you perceive that, and if you feel like that God is showing you, yes, it's just a demonic attack, you can take your authority as a believer and you can rebuke that thing and remove the hindrance, and you can shorten that period of time. A New Testament believer doesn't have to go 21 days. They could begin to start recognizing the very first day that, hey, this is not the way that God said He would answer my prayers. Where's the hindrance? And if you find out it's the devil, you start praying and believing, rebuke it, and you see that hindrance removed, and you see the answer to your prayers come to pass. So, in the New Testament, I believe that we as believers control to a very large degree. Now, there are some exceptions, especially when you're dealing with other people. God is not going to use people against their will. When another person is involved in the answer to your prayer, you have to be patient. God is not going to just steamroll and make people do things against their will. But to a very large degree, New Testament believers can shorten the period of time in between when they say amen and there it is. To a very real degree, we control how quickly our answers to prayer come to pass. But sad to say, because most Christians don't understand the things we're talking about, they're praying just like Daniel, an Old Testament saint, and they just grab hold of something and they say, I believe that I receive. And if they don't see an immediate manifestation, if there was a demonic opposition to it, many of those people would get discouraged and they'd quit believing, and that would stop the flow of God's power and they might never see the manifestation. If they're a strong believer and they just hold on, but they don't take their authority, they don't realize it's a demonic opposition and they just hold on, well then after a period of time, they'll win by default. If they stand through all of Satan's temptation and delays, well then you can win, you know, over a period of time. And there is no bad way to be healed. There is no bad way to be prospered. But there are some ways that are better than others. And as New Testament saints, we can take these exact principles we see right here and we can apply them to our life. And we can see the healing power of God, the delivering power of God, the prospering power of God, the joy and peace, etc. We can see it come to pass quicker if we would just take these truths right here and recognize that God is a spirit. God moves in the spirit realm. When He answers your prayer, He releases the spirit realm. He releases His power into the spirit realm. And whether it ever manifests itself in the physical or not is not dependent upon whether God answered your prayer. It's dependent on whether you can provide that bridge of faith for the spiritual realm, the things that are reality in the spirit, to come over into the physical realm. Man, that's a mouthful. What I've said. This has changed my life, and I have seen so many great miracles happen because of these truths that we're talking about. Before you were even formed in your mother's womb, God already had determined a purpose for your life, a God-given purpose.
God has a purpose to train you in what you're called to do, and I tell you, Charis Bible College is the place for that.
Man, if you want a life change, come to Charis.
Come on to Charis!
You need to take a step of faith and start believing God for something big. God made every one of you for something special.
The next 2 to 3 years could be the most powerful time of your life.
If you sit under the Word for 4 hours a day, for 5 days a week, for 2 or 3 years, I guarantee you, you are going to have God speak to you and start revealing purpose to you.
We all have a purpose and a destiny, and you will find that out when you attend Charis Bible College.
Every one of you were created for a purpose. Do you know what that purpose is?
For over 20 years, Charis Bible College has been training and empowering students to know who they are in Christ and step into their God-given calling and purpose. Charis Worship specializes in guiding believers into the presence of God. Experience the transformative power of praise and worship with Standing from Charis Worship. Standing will build you up and remind you of the power you have when you stand in God's love. Available as a CD, this album features 10 tracks that will keep your mind focused on God. Go to awmi.net to get your copy today.
Have you checked out the Inside Story yet? It's a great way for you to get an inside look of what is happening at Andrew Womack Ministries. With years of interviews, there's a lot to get excited about. Check out this month's featured story today, only at awmi.net.
You already got it. Allow me to understand that I already got healing.
I'm not going to beg God for anything anymore. I am going to believe for what I already have.
All the stuff that I was working to try to receive from God, I already had.
When I read those two chapters where he was talking about the fact that we already have healing, like God already did it for us, I wept.
It's already done and you've already have that healing and you already have all that.
It's just an awesome thing to watch God do what he does when someone will believe him.
Andrew's complete teaching titled, You've Already Got It, is available in a book, CD, or DVD album, study guide, and also in a special package offer. Go to awmi.net or call our helpline at 719-635-1111 to see all the ways you can get this teaching. Today we want to stop our normal procedure and highlight Andrew's greatest gift to the world, and that's no exaggeration. This is like receiving a piece of his very heart and soul, the combination of all his Bible study and personal encounters with God for more than 50 years. It's all here. It's distilled together in personal notes and delivered to you in a software that we call the Living Commentary. Your Bible questions will be answered, your doubts addressed, and your mind renewed as you walk through the Bible with Andrew Womack as your guide. Nothing brings him more joy than having friends and partners like you grow into the fullness of the revelation of God's Word. And Andrew continues in the Word every day, and his latest discoveries continue to be updated in his software, making the commentary flow like a river of living water. Make this commentary your living connection to Andrew himself and see the Word of God come alive in you as you share his meditations on over 25,000 scriptures. And to make it available to as many people as possible, Andrew's priced this treasure at only $120. Go to awmi.net and download it today to start your journey to a deeper life in Christ with Andrew's Living Commentary. You can also order the Living Commentary by calling our helpline at 719-635-1111. Our helpline's open Monday through Friday, 24 hours a day, and Saturday and Sunday from 7:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. Mountain Time. To write us, use the address on your screen.
I really believe that God brought you here for a purpose.
Don't run away from God saying, I have more for you. I have a purpose and a destiny you have not yet even begun to imagine.
God's got more healing for you. He's got more revelation for you.
He reveals himself to you through the Word. This is the only thing that's important. What does God say about you? Do you know who you are in Christ? Do you know what you have?